In today's gospel, the risen Lord breathes the Spirit into the apostles to continue his work of forgiveness. The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John.
Glory to you, O Lord.
On the evening of that first day of the week, when the doors were locked where the disciples were for fear of the Jews, Jesus came and stood in their midst and said to them, "Peace be with you." When he had said this, he showed them his hands and his side. The disciples rejoiced when they saw the Lord. Jesus said to them again, "Peace be with you. As the Father has sent me, so I send you." And when he had said this, he breathed on them and said to them, "Receive the Holy Spirit. Whose sins you forgive are forgiven them, and whose sins you retain are retained." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Oh, good afternoon, everyone.
And Roland.
So as most of you know, I've talked about my dog in the past, so I am a dog person. I have never been a cat person. I love my dog. She's my baby ever since, you know, the kids moved out and are on their own, and I just love my dog. Well, about 4 weeks ago, my wife's aunt asked if we could watch her cat. You know, she was going on a cruise, and it's a new kitten, and the kitten's never been alone, so she didn't want to just leave it in the house and have somebody come over. So I said, "All right, well, we'll watch your cat for you, you know, not a problem." So a couple weekends ago, she brought her over to meet Maggie, my dog, to make sure they got along, and they got along swimmingly, so I said, "Perfect." So last week, she brings her cat over, and I might add, it's a purebred Persian. I don't know what that means, but it's got long hair and it's very expensive. That's all I know. And I know that it's the love of her life, so take good care of the cat. Everything's going great, not a problem. So as I do every, well, last night, let me go back. So last night I went food shopping, came home, and I'm putting all my food away, and then I sit down to watch TV, and about 2 hours later I go up to bed. This morning, I get up as I always do, about 4 o'clock, do what I have to do. I grab my dog, we go outside, she does what she has to do. We jump in the car, we go to Dunkin' Donuts, get coffee for myself and my wife. Come back in, feed the dog. I said, "That's strange, I can't see the cat anywhere. Usually she's been waiting for me." All of a sudden I hear, meow. I was like, where's the cat? So I'm following the purring sound. She likes to go underneath the dining room table or under the couch or little corners. I'm looking everywhere. All of a sudden, I hear it, and I have a pantry in my dining room. I open the door, and she comes darting out. She spent the entire night in the pantry because when I was putting the food away, she dashed in there. I didn't see her. I closed the door, watched TV, and went to bed. Oh, boy. Like I said, my wife's aunt, I'm not telling her that story because I'm afraid of her, especially with her baby. But everything is okay. The cat is good. She's still snuggled up to me today, so she's not too mad, you know. But seeing her dart out of the closet door reminded me of the gospel today, where the disciples were locked in a room for fear. That cat was locked in a closet, and I'm sure she was very terrified because she came darting out. But when I opened that door, she came out, and she felt free. She was like, "Yes, somebody finally opened the door." Well, the disciples probably felt that same way. When Jesus stood in their midst and said, "Peace be with you." Peace be with you, meaning you no longer have to fear. I'm going to open the door for you, and you are going to do my bidding. You're going to go out and preach to the world my name. You are going to create the church, the birth of the church. And you don't have to fear, because I'm going to send the Holy Spirit upon you. And he breathed on them, and the Holy Spirit was upon them. And they were no longer afraid. He said, peace be with you twice, meaning do not be afraid. The Holy Spirit is our strength. The Holy Spirit is what gives us that bravery to speak about Christ. The Holy Spirit is what allows me to be up here. I can't do this without the Holy Spirit. Many, many years ago, I would not speak the name of Christ in public because I was afraid of what people would think of me. I only did it in private, in prayer. I wouldn't even speak it with my family. But as I relied more and more on the Holy Spirit, that fear was taken away. That door was opened for me, and I was freed. And the Holy Spirit gave me the bravery, gave me the knowledge to be able to speak the name of Jesus and to stand here with you all now. I don't think we realize fully the power of the Holy Spirit in our lives. I think we underestimate the Holy Spirit. But the Holy Spirit is what gives us our life. The Holy Spirit is what gives us the fruits and the gifts to be able to, without fear, go out into the world and be a disciple of Christ. I always give the example, you know, the sign of the cross in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Why do we do the Holy Spirit like this? Well, yes, we're making the sign of the cross. But why the Holy Spirit on our shoulders? What does the shoulders represent? The shoulders represent strength, right? We always say, look at him. He's got broad shoulders. He's strong. Carrying the weight of the world on his shoulders. The Holy Spirit is our strength. Rely on the Holy Spirit. Pray to the Holy Spirit. Ask the Holy Spirit for guidance in your prayer. And just as Jesus did with the disciples, he breathed on them and they received the Holy Spirit. We too will have Jesus breathe on us. And we too, just as we did at our confirmation, will again receive the Holy Spirit and recognize the Holy Spirit at work in our lives. So allow that Holy Spirit to open that door wide for you. Allow the Holy Spirit to take that fear away. And allow that Holy Spirit to let you run free to speak the word of Christ. God bless.